can't help myself.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to Pet Food Alpha, the Final Fantasy XI podcast that brings you the biscuit on all things Final Fantasy news, community, etc. My name is Fusion X.
I'm Sammy Grace.
And with us today we have our special guest from Bahamut returning once again, Taken.
Hey guys.
Hey!
What's up, dude?
Oh, not much.
Alright. First things off first. We're not doing news first. Some of you might notice something a little different out of the bat here. Steak is not here. Steak is a little busy right now. I got a message from him this morning. His wife is having a baby.
Yay, baby!
New addition to his family.
Yeah, so congrats, guys.
Congratulations, Steak.
Congratulations.
Hope to hear a little more details from you soon.
As a Tarotaro.
Like race, job, you know.
If he
got 500 gil from his adventurer coupon.
Oh, that too.
To buy absolutely nothing, etc. But yeah, congratulations, man.
Got a new little piece of meat running around.
Mm-hmm.
Little tenderloin going around now.
Pork chops.
Keep him away from the Pork A1, chop. He'll start eating himself.
Pork chops.
Oh, Pork chop sandwiches.
Okay. I was going to say that, but I refrained.
I know. I wanted not to say that either. But moving right along into game news. Last week we talked about the October update that's coming up. We got another post on the Play Online website that goes a little more in-depth about that. We got, looks like, an appearance from some Windthirst NPCs that people might know.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we got a picture of Shantotto up here, up on the dock.
It's the doctor, right? No?
I haven't really done anything with Windthirst. I couldn't say for sure. But she's one of the higher-ups I know.
Okay.
I guess all right. Leave it at that. They're doing some new assault style quests, which they're not assault, but they run like assault. There's this one that they mention. It's going to take place aboard the Ashu Talif, however you want to pronounce it.
Ashu Talif,
which is one of the boats in Arapago Reef. I think it plays a role in the Corsair storyline. If I recall, I think Chinchilla I was talking to said that's where she does the fight for the pirate hat. So that's kind of cool. They're linking that in. It's very similar to an assault mission, except all of these, they have no level restriction.
Oh.
So it's, you're not going to want a group of, like, you know, people like 50, you know, like, hey guys, let's go do this. You know, probably not a good idea. You want
Rawr, Ponga.
Yeah, Ponga. But, you know, it's, you're going to get a chest at the end of the mission, or at the end of the quest, it looks like, which will give you some stuff, just like Assault does. So that'll be cool.
With some great new items. Like a copper ring.
Instead of, you know, you'll get a copper ring plus one and worm plus one. It's going to be very exciting. You know, they've heard our cries of getting really bad items appraised from Assault, so now they're giving us high-quality ones.
Mm.
Thank you for that. But it looks cool. I was thinking when I was first reading how it was talking about how it's similar to Assault, because if you you know, you guys all have done Assaults, right?
Yes.
And when you go to the commission's agency, there's the six booths or whatever for each Assault.
And it's empty.
There's an empty one. There's an empty one.
Yes.
So I wonder if they're going to
put... If that's going to be the one.
But, you know, they're saying it's not going to, you know, be an Assault, but it'll be similar to it. So I wonder if, you know, if the person for that's going to be in there, or if it, you know, the NPC is going to be somewhere else.
Interesting.
Hey.
So yeah, we could
that is a possibility.
That'd be cool. But yeah,
I had heard somebody had said one point after they did one of the updates, oh, there's a new staging point, and I argued with them for a while that there wasn't, and then I went into the commission's agency and I was like, if there was a new staging point, we would have another person here, and there's only five, so we haven't. And then I proved my point, and I was right, and it was great.
Yeah, I think it's very cool that they're putting it on a boat, though. That's, you know, it's completely a different setting from what we're used to with, you know, the volcanoes and the Mamook, that kind of thing like that.
Well, since with the addition of Corsair job, I mean, you know, it adds sense of the pirates.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
We all love pirates.
Yeah.
Yar.
I don't know if we do, I just felt like saying that.
They're okay. if Chin was on here, she would probably be kicking my butt right now.
Arrgh.
But yeah, pirates, they're okay. But that's all we have for the news, or should I say for the American news. We've done a little digging around. For those of you guys that are really heavy into the gaming, you would know that TGS actually just wrapped up on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know that what that is, that's the Tokyo Game Show. It's basically Japan's version of E3. And Final Fantasy XI had a big presence there in these last couple of days. And for those of you who are familiar with some of the Final Fantasy fan festivals, events, etc., that have been taking place in the past, you will know that just recently the one in right here in the U.S. for Outer Gun, they had a Moogle rod that they gave to everybody that attended. For everybody that came to this little booth they had up at Tokyo Game Show, they got the Nomad Moogle rod. I remember, I think it was Ala, I saw this on there. I'm like, well, you know, I wonder if they're having another event or whatever. Tokyo Game Show.
India.
So then what's a Nomad Moogle rod?
It's pretty much, it looks the same as the other Moogle rod, only it's like the Nomad Moogle. As for what it does,
we don't know. It seems to be like it's
tell you.
Locality only. I mean, there's an American one. And...
Yeah, that could be it too.
But, interesting. Know,
that's cool. Another thing that I found this was very interesting. In I want to say they had it here at the North American Fan Festival. If it wasn't here, I know I had heard about it some other place. They had an event where you could fight against the main military type NPCs from the Three Nations. You know, like Volker from Bastok, Prince Treon from
Sandoria.
And whatever that little Taru's name is in Windurst. I don't know anything about the Windurst storyline, so I couldn't say. But they had a thing where you could fight against them in a type of like BCNM style battle,
right,
which is really cool. For the Tokyo Game Show, they have something a little different. It's called Heroines Combat,
mm-hmm,
which is where you get to fight, was it Ayane or Yame?
Ayame
from Bastok. You get to fight Prish. You get to fight Chantoto, and you get to fight, what was the elven?
I can't remember it.
The elven knight.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm from Sandy, I should know, but I can't remember.
Yeah, they have a fight where you get to fight them, which is very interesting. So if, you know, you ever wanted to fight Prish and get punched in the face by her, you just missed your chance. So maybe that's something they'll be bringing back. Maybe
you think
not.
Prish uses hand-to-hand?
She does. There's there's a video for it.
Oh, really?
there's a video that shows a couple of them, you know, slashing away at some stuff. But,
Prish uses hand-to-hand, Prish is a monk.
Prish is a monk. Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it? I never would have guessed. I would have taken her for, like, a black mage or something. I don't know.
Black well, Shantoto's the black mage.
Okay.
So, and an angry-looking one at that. There's a... They got a little artwork they put up for the event. She looks pretty angry and evil. But we'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes so you guys can check that out, even though majority of you probably don't read Japanese.
I'm not translating.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. If you guys want to give us a little description of it, you know, go ahead, pop it in the show note thread.
We can make Taken translate it all for us.
We were trying earlier. Something about someone set someone up the bomb. it was a mess. We didn't get it right. So,
oh, come on, Ty. You can do better than that.
All your base will belong to us. Yes.
Okay. Anyway. Very cool. Next, we're gonna. Usually, we jump right into in-game stuff, but we're gonna take a little breather from that for this episode. For those of you who've been raising chocobos. Yeah.
What?
New chocobo cereal. You buy it, and you get a free bowl with it. Looks just like a chocobo.
What?
And then you get the spoon. Every time you take a bite, it says "wark." It's like, I don't know what would be more annoying with that, the crunching from the cereal or the spoon going, like every 10 seconds. But no, chocobos. Day 29. Sammy, stop laughing. I'm trying to run a show here. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anywho, day 29 for chocobo raising people is the day you can ride your chocobo.
It's a day that it is grown up enough that you can ride it, but does not mean that you will be able to ride it.
It's kind of my rant. We're going to start off with my rant, and then we're going to go on from there, because I need to get this out of the way. It's been building for quite a while. All right, so, you know, you get the chocobo, it says, you can ride it now, but it says you need to get a chocobo whistle. And it's like, you should go talk to the guy in Sandoria to do it. Mm. Well, why do I have to go to Sandoria? Why can't you, the Galka guy, provide me with the information I need to get the whistle?
Go it's because you're from Bastok.
I'll go to Sandy.
Bastok
sucks. I go to Sandy. Yes, I talk to the guy. He's like, you need to, you know, your chocobo has buried something. You need to test the bonds with your chocobo or whatever and find this item. So then what do I have to do? I have to go back to Bastok. I have to walk the chocobo. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how this is testing bonds, because you have to take it for a walk and wait till it gets absorbed into just, like, staring off into the distance, and then you're hoping it doesn't see you, like, looking for the
sneaking
item.
Sneaking behind
how
it.
Is that, how is that building a bond of trust?
Maybe it's a reverse psychology of a chocobo, so I'm not
sure. I agree.
That's like a wife coming home from you know, going through her husband's drawer, seeing if there's any, like, ladies' phone numbers or something. You don't, like, who, you know? Okay, maybe I can't refer to, like, a husband like a chocobo.
No,
maybe some of them.
Well.
But, you know, roughly, it's just like, how is that a bond of trust? So, okay, you know, you get some, like, a dirty handkerchief, which is the one that you get earlier on in the chocobo raising. You get the white handkerchief, if you remember that at all.
Yes.
Yeah, so you find, like, a dirty handkerchief.
So that
which
it's
is,
able to sleep right, better at night.
So, like, it apparently had buried it, so you find it. And then what do you have to do? You have to take it back to Sandy. And then after that, he's like, oh, okay, you know, good job. Here's your chocobo whistle. But can you call the chocobo yet? No. You got to go back to Bastok, and you got to talk to the guy, and you got to be like, I want to call this chocobo with my whistle. And then you can set it up.
Okay.
So my problem is, what a Winders and Bastok people. Why did they have to go to Sandy? And Sandy people can just be there, like, they're sitting there, and they're like, I am
because...
lazy. I don't have to do anything because I am Sandorian. Yeah. All I have to do is sit here, I talk to the guy, I walk the chocobo, I talk to him, I'm done. I don't have to
we
do this running around back and forth.
Accent.
Like, what is with these accents?
You're just jealous. It's okay. You'll find yours one of these days.
Last week it was French.
It's kind of like...
This week it's... I don't know what that
I
was.
I
do
not
but...
know what it is. I could do the French one.
I can't even touch on that.
The French one was great.
I could do it. I could do the French. Some French guy is listening to this right now, like, he's good. But
how many times did it take you to walk your chocobo to find the handkerchief?
Twice.
Twice?
Really? Okay. Mine? I have walked it 6 times so far, still haven't found anything.
Have you been taking it on the same walk?
No.
Oh.
Ooh. Variability.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did I did 4 of the medium walks and 2 of the long walks and nothing.
Try a short walk, maybe.
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 And I don't know. I was kind of upset. I can't find my whistle.
I had this idea that maybe because I got it on the regular walk, which is like medium.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I think I took it on a medium walk more than I did it a short walk. So that might affect
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
You know, it's just one of those things.
I don't know. To be honest. I think Silver Shadow is going to be retired early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just... Not that I don't love him, but he's really weak. I didn't concentrate on anything with him,
Oh, really?
so
Okay.
he's very, he has no abilities, he has no, you know, his strength, everything is really poor.
Poor.
And yeah, I'm gonna work with him for a while longer. He's just an adult now. I'll see if things change. My question is, now that they're an adult, are their stats like permanent? Like,
Permanent.
yeah.
I think I wanted to say it was the day that it became an adult. Its strength was substandard.
Don't you have to retire him to first in order to be Wait, that's after mating, isn't it?
You have
I don't
to.
really have too
I'm not.
much.
Yeah, I'm still. I'm gonna maybe mate with somebody, and see how that works. Sammy's probably gonna try and beat me to it, though. But
We have somebody we're fighting over to
we
mate
have
with.
this. It's like, no, mate it with my bird. But actually, you know, it makes
He's
a.
gonna mate with my bird. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but if he can, he'll do it with
Why don't
mine
you just
too.
let the bird choose?
Because
The bird's like, okay,
he's gonna mate
come
with
over here,
my
birdie.
bird.
We'll be on opposite ends of the field. Like, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
But
we're gonna mate. Growing
I
pains.
want to say you can
It's gonna
deal
be
with
hot.
more than one. Crank up to Barry Manilow.
Dim the lights.
The
We got the
candlelit dinner.
candles.
You're sitting there like,
Yep, we've talked about this before. We've got it all set, you
we
know,
got
yep.
the. You want me to send you my mix?
No. No,
Okay.
thanks.
That's probably a good decision on your part.
No, it yeah, but I wanna know like if my like everything's poor, like if I keep feeding it the Vomp carrots and I keep doing things
I
that's gonna
would.
increase its strength, is it gonna get stronger or
You
if
know,
it's just, is it just
I
gonna stay
would like
poor
to
now?
assume that you can still change things because you get all these different care schedules when it becomes an adult, which is,
Right.
you know, it'll
Yeah,
say it's still it'll
true.
this will enhance its strength, endurance, you know,
That's true.
receptivity, all that stuff. So I'm still, you know, there's still a small period of time you have from that adult start to when you have to retire it, where you can still work with it a little bit.
Now, when do you have to retire? You have to retire it at a certain
There
point?
comes a
After a
point where
while.
you will have to retire it. I don't know
Because
when
it
that
gets
is,
old or whatever.
just because, yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
When your chocobo starts having to walk around with a cane, that's usually a sign that you need to retire it.
Nah.
But
I don't know. Check it.
they haven't
Send it
set
to
it up
the.
yet. But another thing that, well, yeah, I mean, my rant, you know, it's just the Sandorians. They're just like, they're there, you know, they don't have to do anything. But why? I know I did the quest for the chocobo egg, and that had, you know, a tie-in with Sandy only because, you know, it said that chocobos were native to Lothane Plateau.
That's how you got your egg?
That's how you can get an egg. There's a
Right.
quest with Juno and Sandoria.
Sandoria.
Okay.
But what I want to say is, I think they should either, you know, have it where all the chocobo or all the you can get the whistles from any of the nation NPCs. Because
Right.
for, you know, why does the guy in Sandy tell me to
Don't
test? He's like, test your bond with your chocobo. And I was like, dude, you haven't been raising my chocobo for 29 days. The fat
Chocobo.
gal's got over
What,
in Bastok has.
Oh no, I forgot what I was gonna say. Go ahead, continue.
So, like, I think they either make it so you can do it in any of the nations, or you make it so everybody has to haul their butt back to Juno and do it. Because it's not fair to people who are in Windurst and Bastok.
I guess I
Because
should just raise my
Sandy,
chocobo now.
in the overall chocobo raising, like, quest or whatever you want to call it, Sandy has no major part. In the quest to get one of the eggs, yes, it does. But not in the actual chocobo raising itself.
Right.
So
I don't
that's
know.
just
I'm not sure.
boo.
Have you noticed, have you seen black chocobos?
I have not. I have seen a blue
No,
one, though.
no.
You've seen a blue one?
I have seen a blue one.
I've seen two black ones.
I I'm
Where?
still waiting to hear about red and green ones. I haven't
Yeah, I
heard
haven't
anything
heard
about
Running
those yet.
Greed, but I've seen a couple
Which is,
black.
I'm still kind of holding out some hope that you'll actually have to breed a little bit to get a colored one. I was kind of disappointed.
Well,
And, well,
obviously
you know,
not.
honestly, it's a bit of jealousy too. But you know, you put all this work into, you look at the chocobo breeds that they listed, and you're like, okay, you know, this one has this, this one has this. I'm gonna aim for this, and you get this, and it's just, you know, it's still a yellow chocobo. And then there's
Yeah.
these people that come along. They say, like, they just fed it Gastly Greens, like the things you can buy for like 2 gil from the NPC in the stables, and they get a blue chocobo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard from a friend, who said that's all he fed his, and his was blue.
That makes it way too simple.
Yeah, That's what I, you know, it's.
Or is it just like a random chance with the egg that you get, maybe?
That's another thing, is, you know, the kind of egg that you get.
Right.
This is,
did he
you
get
know.
His egg from the NPC,
Did
or?
He get from the NPC, which kind of warmth was on it? You know.
Don't chocobo eggs, don't they also drop from BCNMs?
Yes.
You can get an egg. It's not
it's
a
an ISNM.
ISNM,
okay.
Actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is, you know, and then again, you know, it's hard to say, you know, what all the different kinds of eggs do right now. It's way too early at this point of time to, you know, just have a definitive answer. This egg does this, you know, this food does
right.
this. It's, you know, all up to experimentation right now.
Right. Well, we're only 30 days into it. Everybody's chocobo is now just getting to adulthood, so
yeah.
I guess it's going to take some time and see mm-hmm. what happens. I'm sure, you know, theories are going to be tried and,
oh yeah,
you know, torn down and tried again and whatever.
Definitely.
And chances are right now that things are just random
mm-hmm.
until some kind of system works out. But I'd like to think that, like you said, that you can breed your chocobo and say, you know, with different stats, you work on stats, even if it does turn out just to be a yellow chocobo, that
right.
if you breed it with somebody else's and they have certain stats and it's going to work out, that maybe
right.
you'll be able to get a colored one.
I mean, overall, I think that since we know that breeding isn't really a necessity for colored chocobo, it may be for the green and the red.
Maybe.
You know, we don't know at this point because I haven't seen any.
That wouldn't make sense, though.
If,
why
if
would
any,
it
if, update? If anyone listening to this has seen a red or green chocobo, please post your image up in the forums or give us an email or something, because I'd like to know
police.
If those are even out yet.
The another question I have is, what happens after we breed them? Who gets possession of the chocobo?
Well, what I think happens is because the chocobo cards that you can get, they're not rare acts like I thought they were. There was actually a, it was a different
so whoever
kind of a card. So I think
right.
you know, if you give the person your card and they trade it, they'll get the egg, and then you can give them one, and then they can get an egg. You know, I'm not sure exactly how it
yeah,
works.
Yeah, okay,
but
that
I know,
makes sense.
Like I wanna breed my chocobo with our friends in game, because he also has strength up as his main attribute.
Yeah,
so
does.
If we got, you know, strength over here, strength over there, you know, made him get something with, you know, good strength off the bat, maybe. And then try and work out a color, because I think the color is based more on how you raise it than, you know, the type of egg and the type of, you know, the breeding right now. Just because we still haven't seen the green or the red. I would be led to believe that that's some kind of breeding, because they talk about how, you know, those were bred specifically in Windurst. You know, like they actually
right.
worked on breeding those for the Taru and the Mithra. And you know how they were breeding the ones in Sandy for like military use, I think.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, I don't really remember too much.
But like, I know, I remember hearing about the green one, how they worked to breed that. Where the other ones were just kind of, you know, here you go.
Yeah.
So, and also, they still have the. They said they have appearance changes that they need to put in the update. So
right.
maybe. Wait. Maybe somebody will that has a yellow one right now will log in one day and it'll be green or red.
Well, the
or purple.
The thing is when it's their babies, everybody's was yellow.
Yeah.
So now that they're getting older, obviously it takes. So it has to.
Which
I don't know.
Which is kind of odd. You would think that right off the bat they would be.
Well, you know, and the
maybe
pigment
maybe
the pigment doesn't happen
change.
Until it matures a little bit, which is true in real life also.
That, you know, that's true too.
What about
so,
the care plan? Yeah.
Well,
the care plan, you know, that could be it. I think, you know, it's again, you know, it's still kind of up for grabs.
Well, when you read the care plan and like when you go to change it, it'll tell you this whatever you're doing
mm-hmm.
will have this effect on your chocobo.
Right.
So. Again, like you said, certain they said like the certain colors were bred for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you concentrate on specifically one
yeah.
thing all the time, you're going to get something that's going to turn out. But I still think that would still have to be somewhat genetic. I mean, don't you think that color
yeah.
is going to be a genetic thing?
That
you know,
could
so it's going to be from the egg and it's going to be, you know, from the breeding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very confusing right now. I'm
very.
Lost. I don't like not knowing. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I want to know how to do it, and I want to know how to do it right.
Yes. Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
What?
But yeah, so that's pretty interesting though.
Definitely, yeah. I want to get my like, I don't know, the color thing. It, it's not like one of those like I want a colored one. I want one with good stats, obviously. But right now it's like I want a colored one. I want to show off a little bit.
I'm sick of looking at yellow ones. Yeah, I
Just
want
want to
my.
wait.
The other thing that kind of annoyed me too is, you see your chocobo when you go to take care of it and whatever, and it looks a little different than the ones that you usually get
Oh,
in the
yeah.
stables.
It looks
And
dirty.
you call it onto the field, it looks just like all the other ones.
Yeah. It looks dirty.
Yeah.
It looks dirty. That's what I said.
It
I
might
said
just
to
be
one of my
the
friends.
chocobo.
That's what I said to one of my friends. I was like, my chocobo looks like a darker yellow. And he said, yeah, mine looks dirty too. I was like, oh, you're right. It does look dirty. Maybe he just needs a bath.
Chocobo
Now we have that
car wash,
option.
do you need 5 bajillion gil?
There you go. That's a way to start
Well,
go.
actually,
Start making gil.
our friend that we've been looking to breed with, he actually I was talking to him one day. He said somebody bought that chocobo card out of his bazaar for 1 million gil.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
You're kidding.
That's what I heard. Yeah, whether it's true or not, who knows? But
Why would he lie about that?
right, that's what I was saying. Like, he doesn't really have a reason to lie about it. And I
No,
remember
he wouldn't lie about that.
I was getting ready for a Dynamis in Sandy right when I was right around the time I was doing the things for the Chocobo Whistle, and someone was shouting like, if does somebody have a card for like a colored Chocobo, blah blah blah, I'll give you like this. It's like, it was kind of funny because I remember like, I've been saying all along, like, one of these days you're gonna see like black Chocobo mate, do you need it, like 1 million gil, and it's already been starting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
It's like whoring out your chocobos, absolutely.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You heard me.
Selling out
That's
your chocobo out there, I see. It's
something
in a market.
something chocobo. Okay.
Sending
Something something chocobo.
Something something.
putting your chocobo out on the corner and, hoping for the
Oh,
best.
okay.
Put the only street light in Juneau that was lit that night. Have the set up some speakers around Juneau with the Barry White playing.
Oh yeah.
Get some
Oh
some
yeah.
knee-high boots on the chocobo, a little lipstick.
Oh.
Teach it how to wink.
Teach it how to walk.
Cast protect on it. I'm not
You'll be
sure.
walking by, the chocobo kind of like gives you the look. He's like, "Wark."
Protect five only,
Because that
please.
wouldn't be the most disturbing image like ever in the history of things
Keep it
ever.
off our internets.
In the history of
In the
things.
history of things.
Oh God.
Oh.
Terrible. And moving right along.
Yeah.
We need steak for that.
Johnny McNoob. Hasn't been a Johnny McNoob for a while.
Did he get out of that noob stage
He
finally?
got out of
Moved
the
on.
noob stage. He got promoted to I think I know what I'm doing. But
Oh.
I might have said it, I may have not.
Level 50 already?
I've been working on something. It's
Power
kind of
level.
it's a bit of a McNoob, you could say. I've been working on a chocobo raising guide, which it's taken a while, believe me. There's a lot of stuff in there. But for since we got to the point now where we got the adult chocobos, we're starting to get colors. I think it's probably pretty soon we'll be getting abilities and everything like that. I need your guys' help. I need the community's help with this.
Input.
So if you guys, if you got a good chocobo, if you got certain attributes, not poor, like substandard, etc. Send us an email, post in our forums, let us know, what it's got, what color it is, what you did to it, and I'll try and take that and make it really at least decent guide for chocobo raising to help everybody else out that wants to get into this, like taken, because I know he's
Oh.
lazy and hasn't.
Yeah, basically help
You
me
haven't even
pimp my
started.
chocobo, huh? No,
You
no, not yet. Been working too much.
I think you're just waiting. You're just sitting back and watching and waiting to see how much we screw up, and
Yeah.
then you're going to do
It's
it.
like, look at the
And you're going to end up
news.
with a black chocobo, and you're going to say fusion in your face. That's exactly what you're going to do. I
You
know
know
how you
what?
work.
I'm gonna go in the corner and I'm gonna cry a river.
I've known you long enough. I know how you work here.
Oh,
We know
great.
how it goes.
But yeah, I've been holding back on trying to unveil it. Unveil, unveil, unveil. What?
Grammar,
We're cooking the chocobos now. But been waiting to unveil the whole idea of the guide, but it's coming to the point where I need more input than I myself can gather. So please, if you'd like to help, go ahead and post in the forums or email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. And that's it for our little chocobo spiel. So that leads us to what we've been doing in-game this week. We'll start with our guest, Taken. What have you been doing, dude?
Regular. Been doing a lot of those BCNMs that I'm so addicted to. Last two were the PCC, Peacock's Charms. From a level 40, most of you know about it. Most of you want the gil from it. I would say go for it. Because, you know, between, you know, three people, that's what, on our server, Peacock's Charms about 15 mil, 5 mil of Popman. Makes the money.
Money. I wish I knew what that was.
Yeah, I've done that BC about 30 times and not gotten a drop yet.
I should put a message on my Bazaar Mule that says just like send me money. I'm poor.
So what you go with ninjas?
Yeah, I just sit there.
Cure. You're a white mage.
Yeah, the basic thing I've been doing my whole life.
White mage, the job that can do anything.
Almost.
Whether it be BCNMs, COP.
Dying a lot.
Randomly going up to Vertra and flashing him.
Hey.
It's not my fault you got bored, dude.
You flashed Vertra?
Yes.
And then he re-raised when Vertra was stepping on his dead body.
Round two, man.
He was a white mage ninja, actually. He had the dual hammers.
Mm-hmm. So you pulled LS member?
No, this is legit.
He's got a video of it.
I got the video.
Maybe we can get a link
or
something
to
that later.
Interesting.
We'll pop it in the forum thread.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, good.
It was interesting.
No, there's no rumors going around about you and Vertra yet.
No,
wait,
not
though.
Yet.
Just wait.
Dude, I hit Vertra.
It'll happen.
And I warped.
It'll happen.
Well, actually, I think he missed you the first time he tried to swing at you, didn't
he? He missed me the first time, but I did have my shadows.
And then the next time, he's just like...
Or you take all three of your shadows the first time?
I'm not sure. I gotta watch the video over again. Recap and everything.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure aggro one of the undead there.
Vertra sitting there, he's like, what is this dude over here? Is it what, Midge Ninja?
He's back.
What is he thinking? He's casting, he flashed me, okay.
Vertra is French?
Why not?
Sandor, I guess.
We could be like German or something.
Wow.
I'm
Vertra.
Ty hits him, he's like, I need a medic.
Get to the chopper.
Burn you with the claw.
Do the chopper.
You never know.
Yeah, you never
that's
know.
Actually, that's actually a very interesting question. Like, if you had to, like, if there was a Final Fantasy XI movie.
Oh, no.
And, like, you gave some of these monsters and NPCs a voice.
What
kind of accents
would they sound
would they
like?
Have? Like, I could see Prish have this kind of, like, angry piratey kind
of absolutely.
Sound. Or, like, you know, definitely not British. I could see that more for the other elven girl.
Almia.
Almia. I could see her like as a kind of polite British girl, you know.
Probably.
So I guess I'll go next. In-game, what have I been doing? I got 71.
I got
my Spear of Trials.
Yay!
I died a couple times.
Yay!
I got 71 again. That was... I've been doing a little bit of Dragoon Bard.
You're
kidding.
No.
Why?
You know what? It makes for a decent...
Soloing?
Solo.
Not soloing, because I don't like to solo. But if you're going out with a couple of people and you don't have a mage, it's actually decent. It's kind of funny. Me and Taken today, we were going around trying to get some stuff for my Opo crown. And we were in the Boyata tree. And I can only imagine, you know, what this party was thinking as they see a white mage and a dragoon. Like, you know, they knew I was a dragoon. I had the AF, I had the Wyvern. Start singing Mage's Ballad.
I had to listen
to them. We ended up getting aggroed by two crabs and we died.
Yeah.
But, you know, what? You see a bard, or you see a dragoon walking and he busts out a song. Like, what?
A singing dragoon?
That's like seeing, I'm trying to think of what would be the more obscene one. That's like seeing a Corsair walk by and like pop out a carbuncle. Like, what?
know, I'd actually like to level Bard first to solo with Paladin. That might actually be fun.
Yeah?
Huh.
I'm going to tank you and serenade you to death.
Everybody sub Bard.
Hell yeah.
It's the Bard sub.
Bard sub revolution.
Bard revolution. Oh no.
Everybody sing.
All at once.
Ears are bleeding.
Multi bard parties rock.
There you go.
You know that. Oh.
we're just getting to a party. Be like, hey dude, you got Bard? Yeah, why? Sub it. I'm a ninja. I don't care. Sub Bard.
Ninja sub Bard?
It's like, dude, it's like, Vokit, I can't, I'm a Bard. E2'd it, dude. Okay.
Mazurka.
Run away!
No, not run away. Mazurka gains a lot of hate.
Does it really?
Yes. Mazurka gains a lot of enmity.
So that way, in case you're a ninja Bard, you cast Mazurka, and it still doesn't get you hate, everyone else can run, and you can just die. Is what I think that they were planning to do with that.
That's actually even if it doesn't do anything, like if it doesn't give you the effect to be able to run fast, it actually still gains enmity. That's how
really?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but we actually stole Uli from Gil Sellers once using Mazurka.
That was an achievement.
It's a mild ed. Yeah, he
really
using Mazurka'd and he got hate just by Mazurking and ran it across the room, and they had like
Unreal.
Six links on them, and they lost claim, and
man.
We got it. Yeah,
nice.
It was great. That was a long time ago. That was in our old link shell.
And he drops anything?
Uli?
Well, he drops the pop
Uli,
item
he's,
for
yeah,
Byakko.
He drops the...
Right.
I want to say. Is it Byakko?
Yeah, Byakko. The, I think it's the Autumn Stone. Yeah.
Sounds right.
It was awesome. And actually, another friend of mine a couple weeks ago was in Cuftal Tunnel and used it to take Guavir away from Gil Sellers as well.
Oh, wow.
It gains a lot of enmity.
Hey, was that the smart... Yeah, that was the smart...
That was the...
Where,
yeah.
I died and...
oh, boy. Oh,
wait, that was the first time I de-leveled. I actually de-leveled twice today.
Twice today.
Where?
We were helping a samurai in our link shell do his weapon skill in the Cuftal Tunnel.
Oh.
And some people got lost behind. One of them died. And one of them said, you know, be careful for Guever. I mean, I'm like, yeah, you know, every now and then he shows up. So I walk, you know, we're going to raise him or whatever. I'm fighting a crab that's over the guy's body so we can get him up. And I'll say this right now. I have done the test for it. A Dragoon Bard cannot solo Guever.
It's true.
Regardless of how cool you think you are, it just doesn't work.
Oh,
even if you cast your ancient circle and get the protection against dragons, it doesn't protect. It'll still down you in two hits.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
He was the first H&M that I ever had an encounter with.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it was. I want to say it was the same with. I was going to party in like Cape Terrigan,
mm-hmm.
and we're walking. All of a sudden, like people started dying.
Mm-hmm. Just left and right, you see dead bodies and careers
and
around.
I was like, well,
the plague.
Thanks for the party, guys. Take care.
Yeah, the first time, I had a static going around level 50, and we were the first... We had partied together like a couple nights before, and the first night we really started like a static. It was like, okay, we're going to static now. We're going to, you know, party every night.
Yeah.
We all went to the Cuftal Tunnel, and we walked in, and... The white mage is running around trying to find a camp, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, no. And it was like, what? And he's like, Guavir's up and dead. And I was like, what? What are you talking about, Guavir? I'm like, I had no clue what Guavir was.
Yikes.
And so, like, I'm running
Sammy
through, and all
place.
Of a sudden we're dead, like, we're dead, all over the place and, like, trying to raise. And as soon as we get raised, he'd
you
run through
back.
Again and kill
yeah.
us again.
That's
and,
what we had happen to
Oh,
there.
God. It was terrible.
Fun.
I actually
fun
did
laugh.
Get revenge on him, though. I
oh,
was
yeah.
very excited. When shortly after I turned 75, I was out there, and I think we were also doing like weapon skill, like skilling up or something. And he popped, and we found him. And so me and about six or seven other people. It wasn't very many. It
yeah.
wasn't a full alliance, but we killed him. I felt very good to get
very
my revenge
nice.
On him.
Yeah.
It was fun. That was a while ago, yeah.
It reminds me of my link shell with the Ash Dragon in Ifrit's Cauldron.
Oh, gosh.
Except didn't do so well the second time. So
when do we
We were doing ZM5 in Everett's Cauldron, which is, it's kind of a pain to get to the spot in the jungle through the cauldron, and it's the path is right along the area for the Ash Dragon, and so we were going to do that, and like, hey, Ash Dragon, you know, we, it's like we had a good, you know, maybe a full, you know, full alliance here, so we had a, you know, a decent amount of people, so like, you want to try it? And I'm like, you know, why not? We died.
Oh, wipe.
And so, you know, I come back on a couple weeks later, and they were saying that, you know, that we're gonna go kill the Ash Dragon, you know, we're gonna get revenge. And all I remember is, I'm like, so what'd you guys how'd you guys do? It's like, we died.
Not so well.
It's like, wow.
We died many times that
Glad
night.
to see that it was a good little revenge for you there. Glad to know it went okay.
Yeah, that happens.
That's how I lost 66th the first time, I believe.
So is that all you've been doing is dying all week?
I have, you know, I've been doing a little bit. I've been doing some assaults. I'm
Mm.
getting closer to getting that body from the Elrusia toll points. And actually, today I got my rank of Superior Private.
Superior private. So you
Superior
finished the
Private.
second rank of
Moving
assaults?
Yeah.
on up.
It's actually, there's a pretty cool cutscene involving it. I won't spoil it, but
Thank you.
it's pretty cool to watch.
I'm private first class, finally.
Ooh, I outrank you now.
Yes, you
So
do.
you
I just
gotta,
got it.
yeah.
I'm still the
Yeah.
bucket boy.
The
I'm just,
bucket boy.
yeah,
You're the
private
water
second
boy.
class, whatever it is.
Water boy. Go
Exactly.
fetch us some water. Haste us!
Just cure me, cure me.
Cure me now!
Assaults are fun, though.
They are, they're very fun. They're
I
very
like
fun.
them.
Definitely. We have to
Anything else?
we'll have to get into a couple of runs one of these days.
Yeah, that'll be
Check that
fun.
out. Of course, you know, the thing that the one thing I don't like about assaults, it reminds me of COP in the manner of you need this job, you know, to do it, or else it's gonna be a pain in the
Failure.
butt to do. I
For
don't,
some of
for
them.
some of them, there's the like Elrusia Toll. The first two. There's the Golden Salvage where you have to fight mimics. If you have a summoner for that, a
It's very
summoner can
easy.
solo it no problem.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's easy.
I know for Lamia 13, I actually went bard, or I went Dragoon bard for it. It's actually a really easy fight. You have to kill Lamia 13. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
But she's got like three fallen Imperial Guards around her. So what? And she charms too, which is actually you think charm, you're like, ugh. But it's actually a good thing,
What?
because you can, as if you have dispel, you can dispel the fallen guards, and they will start to attack her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Might as well level Bard
Wow.
and
Yeah,
get
man.
points that
Get
way.
barred up and just dispel.
Yeah.
Magic finale for the win.
Yeah, dragoons dispelling and meleeing.
Dude, that's just insane.
You're all jealous of my skills. You can't deny it.
There is no little
The
drug
dragoon
anymore.
pwns you all.
Oh my, oh my. Well, that's very interesting. Sounds like you've had a fun week.
It's been all right.
Yeah.
We oh, wow. I cleared a Dynamis Sandoria.
Congratulations.
I was there too.
Yeah, you did too then, see?
Yeah,
You forgot?
Ty was in the one party outside of the Alliance, so he's just like, I'm just gonna make a macro to cure and haste you.
Yep.
So I had my own personal white mage for Dynamis Sandoria.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty nice.
How did they put a white mage on the outside of the alliance?
We don't know.
I don't want to say
Okay.
We won't
anything.
touch
We
it,
won't talk about it.
yeah.
Moving right along.
Right. So, what
PME.
have you been doing in week, Sammy? In week? How about in game?
I in game.
In week, I've been playing the game of life.
I hit 75 in my warrior.
Oh.
Woohoo! Two
And we still
jobs, 75.
haven't partied together. What is this?
I know. Since I've gotten 75 in warrior, I've gotten like 7 merits
Oh
already.
wow. And you're
What?
using those merits for Paladin, right?
Yes,
Very
I'm
cool.
meriting my
Very cool.
paladin.
Have you gotten
I've
any of
got.
the abilities yet?
Oh yeah, I have. I had chivalry already, but I got fealty.
And what does that do?
Fealty gives you increased resistance against elemental attacks,
Oh.
which is
Oh.
very good against like Ciryu.
Yeah.
Because he does
Siriu.
The breath and stuff. Yeah,
don't
it's...
remind me of Siriu, please.
Siriu's...
That's the only one time I've gotten seriously beaten the heck out of in Sky.
He well, because his 2 hour is...
Actually, I should say LS. I was
really hard.
It was me and one other person that didn't die. Everybody else died. I was like sitting there squatting in a bush, and Siriu was kind of hiding around the dead body.
You know what? Seriously, the key to killing Siriu is as soon as he 2 hours, you shadow bind him, and everybody runs away. Let his 2 hour run.
Well,
out.
I heard you could also do a Red Mage Dark Knight could chain spell stun.
What? Oh, too. Right.
Yeah, but you,
it works better
you don't want
to bind it.
Yeah, you just shadow bind him and run away. Oh. We do that every single time. Actually, we did 2 Siriu's this week, and
Take
we
notes.
Actually had a record of beating our personal
wow.
record. We beat him in under 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah,
like, you must have a lot of black mages and stuff in the shell.
No, we don't.
what kind of attacks did you have going?
We have really good skill chain set up.
Oh, okay.
We have a few very good samurais, a couple warriors. I mean, yeah, we usually only have 1 or 2 black mages who
okay.
come up. We have a couple people who we had a red mage dark first on, and we also had a dark knight too. So,
okay.
But we usually just do a lot of skill chains.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, they rely in my link shell. They rely a lot on the skill chains
okay.
for doing our things, and
yeah.
it works wonders.
Our
but
usual.
I tanked them both times. I did not die once.
All right.
Nice.
I did awesome. Yeah, so I got as far as my merits go, I have fealty now. I have chivalry. I brought my enmity up to level 2. I have my spell interruption up to level 3 now.
Huh?
I what else I could tell you right now because I'm looking at my character.
Mm-hmm.
I have I'm working on HP a little bit, but I'm not as worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm really excited about it because I get to like I'm pouring
the
all
power.
These merits.
Yeah,
oh, I'm pouring all these merits into my paladin. It's gonna be awesome. I got another piece of valor.
Ooh.
In Dynamis Dandoria.
Very
I got
cool.
my valor gauntlets, so
nice.
I have 2 pieces now. And yeah, we did the Siriu thing, and that's pretty much. I think. Been leveling a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of merit parties.
I should go back to my link shell and try and get on their butts about the skill chain thing.
Yes, please.
Honest, you know, I won't lie. We've done Genbu. I auto-follow.
Mm-hmm. Gen.
I just auto-follow Genbu. My Wyvern usually does more damage than I do. And I go do other things. I don't need to do anything. I just sit there
it's
and
true.
Auto-follow it, and I come back later. It's like, okay.
Mages have it bad. We just sit there. Target people.
Yeah, mages, they gotta kind of pay attention. Melee, they're just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hitting this guy.
You have to do skill chains.
Yeah.
You have to do skill chains, because it's the only way that you're gonna
you
get it to work.
You have to.
Like
you don't have to, but it makes
like
a lot more sense.
You
don't have
to use food.
And especially if you're using the correct skill chains to the element that they're weak to.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're, yeah, you know, it helps a whole lot, trust me.
Right.
The guys in my link shell, you know, I'm not the skill chain person. I'm a paladin.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm a warrior. Warriors and paladins, neither one of them are very good for skill chains. We have some samurais, we have dark knights, mm-hmm. thieves, you know, they're the ones
Dragoon?
That no.
Oof.
They're the ones that all do the skill chains, and they I mean, you know, and then the magic burst.
Right.
Bursts and skill chains are what really count.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Where you're getting your most of your damage from. So
take some notes.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been up to all week.
Very
is
cool.
Owning stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to
Uber.
I'm going to Bocidine tomorrow again for some more Dynamis
pick me up some relic armor for me.
I'm going to try to get my legs. I'm hoping that they drop, my paladin legs. Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? Speaking of Valor and Dynamis and
stuff,
relic armor is I was talking to another tour in my link shell tonight. We were talking about how now you walk around and you see, like, 1 out of every, say, 4 or 5 people have, you know,
mm-hmm.
3 to 5 pieces of relic armor.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's, like, everybody has it. Whereas, like, 6 to 8 months ago, like, it was lucky if you saw somebody once a week that had Relic.
True.
You know? So I'm wondering if that's simply because, you know, the game has been out now for 3 years, so everybody has 75s, and or did they exactly, or did they increase drop rates?
Mm.
I can tell you that Bocidine is a lot more drops than the other cities.
Okay.
Also, another little thing that I've heard through the grapevine is when you do Dynamis on a new moon,
mm-hmm.
you get more drops.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it seems to be that
new
way.
New moon?
Oh. New moon?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, that's zero moon.
I could see how that would work because it's kind of like the alternate reality kind of.
Right.
It's kind of like
yeah,
opposite.
It's not full moon,
yeah.
New moon.
I could see
We did Juno on a new moon and we got, I think it was 11 or 12 pieces of Relic drop.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
How many did we get on our last run, Foos? Like
three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's normal.
Right.
Wow.
But we had like 11 pieces. That's the day I got my warrior. Because I also got 2 pieces of warrior AF. I don't know if I have said that before, but yeah. I got the feet and I have the hands now for warrior. The same day I got my paladin hands, I got warrior feet.
Cool.
So yeah, so that's just a little, you know. A little thing there if you're lucky enough to be able to do Dynamis on a new moon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll be able to get drops. So
very cool.
But Bocidine drops a lot more than the other cities do.
Nice.
I've noticed that.
I think I want to say that's the one that drops my body that I need. But I'm not sure.
It might, I don't
cool,
know.
Because I really like the Relic Dragoon armor with the blue, with like the silver lining. It looks really cool.
He's all about the aesthetics.
I don't care what the stats are. I just want it.
You just
want
to look cool,
just like
I know.
The Opo crown. It just looks cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually hoping to clear Bocidine tomorrow, because then if I clear Bocidine, I could go to Zarkabard.
Ooh.
And Zarkabard's where my Relic body drops.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's like that's where the boss is, the Shadow Lord, isn't it?
Yes,
like the
same
huge
place.
Dynamis Lord. Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool.
That should be fun. Dynamis are awesome.
They
I
are.
Love them. I think Dynamis is one of the best aspects of the game. I think they're so much fun. You
mm-hmm.
get a huge group of people together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
talk
just
strategy.
Go out and you kill things.
Just kill stuff.
But it also involves strategy.
Right.
You know, you can't just go in there like haphazardly killing things without, you know, some sort of
mm-hmm.
you know, consequences,
you
unless
wake
you have
up
a strategy.
One day and be like, Sammy, I want to kill stuff.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story?
This
would be kind of a funny story.
Okay.
So, friends of mine heard the other day in Whitegate. Somebody shouting for a Dynamis.
Hmm.
Oh, I saw that too.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
they
that?
Went.
What?
They ended up having some random person just decided that they wanted to do a Dynamis.
Uh-huh.
He had like 4 friends with him, and they got the hourglass and they set it up, whatever, and they went in and they ended up getting, I think, like 24, 25 people
what?
To go, and they just went into farm, like random people going in
wow.
to do a Dynamis. Yeah, very odd.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of my friends went in there, but apparently what happened was they wouldn't let all these other people lot on the drops.
Oh.
And they got like 4 or 5 pieces of Relic dropping. Yeah, so
that's...
word to any of you people who have never done Dynamis, if you see a shout for Dynamis, don't do it.
It's a scam.
I've heard,
yeah.
You know, I've heard of these people doing Dynamis shells too, where only the leader can lot on things. Like, what's the, you know?
What's the point?
That shell's going to fall apart after the first run.
Yeah, because nobody's going to want to do it anymore. Who wants to,
and even then,
know?
They won't even finish the run because people will drop out in the middle of it because they won't want to put up with something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unfair.
They'll be like,
very
oh,
unfair.
Sweet, there's the Ranger AF that I've wanted for the last 3 years. Hey, why did the summoner leader of the thing...
I've heard of shells doing that, and I've heard of people saying that, and then, you know, their whole reason behind it was, well, I put up the guild for the hourglass.
Right.
Well, then, you know what? You take the Dynamis money, and you
yeah,
pay
you
yourself
take
back
money,
for it.
You don't take the Relic armor that you can't use.
Right, it's right.
You're going to toss it anyway.
Right.
One
yeah,
day.
I hate people like that. It's just so rude.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, very, very big issue, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that'll bring us to... Email.
Email.
Yeah, one little email comment this week from
no
it,
name,
but it is Whoa. It is a 75 summoner, a 75 white mage from Laxmi. Not really a survey to hear from. Too much. Just kind of it's there chilling on the.
We had little, unicorn, and now we have unicorn. What is it?
Lakshmi.
Whatever.
Huh. Yeah, it's just, you know, one of those it. Links. It's just a server that's just kind of sitting there minding its own business.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of chilling. So we got, I might be able to answer one of the questions you had last week about Diablos, which I still haven't beat, by the way. we tried it again.
Owned.
I don't know what it is about. I'm not gonna mention anybody. But don't stun Bio and Ultimate Terror stun Nightmare like we told you, please.
I forgot to say I'm on Prami Vazel for COP now. Okay,
nice.
Go ahead.
They say if you have the ability to use the Diablos as a summonal avatar, you do get the ability to use your very own version of Nightmare as a blood
really?
Effect. The Bio effect isn't quite as strong as the one you encounter in the BC. Of course, you know. That would make too much sense. But the neat thing about it is that Nightmare is able to sleep some things that even Sleepgut and Lullaby can't. In
wow.
my experience, the sleep seems to stick better or be more effective if your Diablos has 100 plus TP. Which
that's
is very
nuts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it would make sense that, you know, if they have that in the BC, that they would have that.
Yeah, I had thought that he did, but I wasn't quite sure, mm-hmm. so I didn't want to say for sure, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems Diablos is, you know, one of the favorite avatars of people. So
I don't know
probably
if it's,
because
if it's
of that.
The you know, just the favorite, but I think it's just the whole aspect. Like, hey, you know, he's apart from the regular avatars. You don't have, you know, you're not able to just go up and do the fight. You gotta
you
go
have
through
to kill.
COP. You gotta go through all
right.
this stuff, and then
so
fight
true.
Him. You gotta fight him again.
It's more like
right.
a medal or something.
Yeah, it's more of like an achievement. Like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of COP.
Yeah.
And this person's like, I need Prami Mia still.
Hey.
I wasn't referring to you, but if you want to take it like that, you know, be my
I took it.
One of these days, dude. One of these days.
We'll get you through it.
That's cool. That's it for our emails. Thank you for that, whoever
you are.
You are? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, hey, here's an idea. How about we read the frickin' the email address, Maori the Mithra at Yah. Okay, so it's apparently her name is Maori. Go figure. It was in the probably the most obvious spot to look.
Nice.
All right, so Maori,
Readings.
Thank you for the email.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Oh, gotcha. That's.
Mm.
You. Yes.
Cry my
it's river. Late.
It's technically it would be early, I think.
Oh.
Either or, it works.
Got it. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So emails. We're still looking for people to email us with their job information so we can get going on those the job specific episodes. We really want to do these, but we can't do it unless you guys, the community. You know, give us a hand, tell us you're interested. So please, if you haven't done that already, I know we've gotten one for Thief. I know we already got one for Paladin and a couple for Warrior. Keep them coming, guys. You know, we'd love to have you on the show to talk about those jobs. You can hit us up at the forums at bethegamer.com. Remember, send us your Chocobo info and all that good stuff if you got it. Or you can email it to us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Yes, that's it. Thank you for listening this week, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to stop it now.
Go for a little more.
We could. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye.
Okay, shut up.